Blog Talk Radio.
This is Merle with Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. Well, it's going to be the start of the summer, and with that, there's outdoor concerts, especially in New York City, all over the place. And that's the return of the 2015 Metropolitan Summer Recital Series. To all the five boroughs, and with these outdoor concerts that will be starring leading metropolitan artists, the Met artists, and young rising stars of the opera world. So we're going to have two of our stars on the show right now to speak with you. We have John Moore and Costa. No, it says Costa Jackson, or that's not her first name. Well, let's put them on and let them introduce themselves. Do I have you both?
Well, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So I guess we're getting in one at a time, I guess, huh?
Sure. Who would you like to start with?
Oh, are you both going to be switching the phone back and forth?
I'm not sure. I'm just calling in. I don't know how. We're not together, obviously, so.
Oh, okay. Then I guess we'll start talking with you.
Okay, so great.
Introduce yourself to my audience and tell us, like, you know, what kind of roles that you'll be playing. I mean, the songs, and the songs that you'll be playing. That you're singing, I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. My name is Ginger Costa Jackson, and we have a variety of songs that we will be singing for the concerts. Obviously, try to keep it to opera's best hits so you guys get the best of everything. And, I've been with the Metropolitan Opera now about, I think, 10 years, believe it or not. So I'm very happy to represent them and sing for these park concerts.
So what what roles have you had that have you played while being at the Metropolitan Opera?
Well, it's a long list. John Moore and I actually were part of the Lindemann Young Artist Program. So they take us when we're quite young and they train us. And in our second year, it's a 3-year program, we're allowed to do some secondary roles on stage. So like the supporting actress kind of thing. So you might have seen me in Thais or Carmen. If you saw the HD production of Carmen this last year, you would have seen John Moore playing Morales. And this year you would have seen me in the Cavalleria Rusticana doing Lola. But, this next season I'm actually during the wintertime going to be singing Rosina from Barber of Seville. So very excited to do my first principal role.
Oh, that's great. So you've been for when did you start? How did you get into being at the Metropolitan Opera?
Well, I'm actually Italian, so I was born there, and I studied at the Music Conservatory there. But you know, father's American, so I was actually raised a little bit. I would say, let's say half and half between America and Italy. And in any case, I was 19, and I was singing in a competition in Rome, and Lenore Rosenberg, who is works there at the Metropolitan Opera, she's a part of the hiring staff, but at the time she was the head of the Lindemann program. She heard me and invited me to come sing for James Levine to just audition. And of course, as a 19-year-old, who wouldn't who wouldn't jump at that chance? So
sure.
I went in, auditioned for him, and I've been with the Met ever since.
Wow, that's now during the off season. I mean, they don't have the opera all the time, correct?
No. Yeah, we take a summer break around the same period, like school. We have our summers off.
Oh, so in other words, because this is the summer break, this is why you guys are doing this outdoor concerts?
Correct. I mean, it's one of the many concerts that they will do for the public. So yeah, that's true.
Have you ever been to the Socrates Sculptor Park in Queens?
Yes. In fact, I participated with these concerts last summer, and it was quite a blast. So. It's fun stuff. You get to be right there in these beautiful outdoor parks with we actually have microphones, because obviously these are outdoors, so kind of feel like a rock star with my little mic right by my lip and being able to sing opera and walk around the people, and it really is a lot of fun.
Oh, so they're like the headset mics, you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
That's good. So when you say so, in the space, I mean, I hate to say this, but even though I lived in Queens for such a long time, I have actually never been to the Socrates Sculpture Park. So I don't know what the space would be. Is it just some open space and that's it, or is it something that's going to be set up?
Well, they actually do set up a little stage, and then they have the mic guys, and so they have a sound system crew, and it's out an outdoor space, and trying to remember the ones in Queens, because we'll go to four different boroughs, and the Queens one, I'm trying to remember, there's one that actually had an outdoor kind of amphitheater with the steps and the grass, and but the other ones, they were just, park, and then they put up an aluminum stage, and we have a background, and we have a piano, and we just have to pray that it doesn't rain, because if it rains,
yeah, I was going to ask about this one. They're not, so these are places, I assume, they're bring your own chairs, I guess.
Yes. Bring a blanket, bring a picnic, bring a chair, bring your dog, anything.
Oh, okay. And do you enjoy these kind of concerts because they're, I guess, close, they're, you have more, I guess, interaction with the audience than when you're on the stage, it's blank out there, you know what I mean?
Exactly. On stage, I'll look out and just see the blackness of the hall. But here it's great because you get to see your faces. We'll probably introduce the pieces, I believe, if we do it as we did last year, kind of tell you what the song is about. And it's just it's great. It's a great way to interact with the audience. Actually, John Moore and I don't know if you need to switch over to him, but we actually just got back yesterday from Russia doing some concerts together. So we're bringing it all the way around the world back to New York, and I think you'll like the setup. There are a lot of great numbers from opera, and then towards the end we'll put in a couple musical theater pieces to keep it lively.
Oh, okay. So there'll be those who will recognize, even though there are people who may not recognize, some of the opera songs, but they'll recognize, from musical theater as well, right?
Right, correct.
Yeah, I know that a lot of times, especially in cases like this, when you're choosing songs as opposed to seeing the whole show, the songs are probably more recognizable, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Carmen, everyone knows the tune. Oh, wait, I hear a baritone voice. Is that
John
over there? John.
Oh, hello.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I didn't know I was able to be heard.
Yeah, now you're heard.
I'm sorry I'm late.
Your throat.
I'm a few minutes late. I apologize. Hi, Ginger.
It's okay.
Hello. I was I was just telling her that we just saw each other. I didn't know you were going to do this. We were just with each other last night in St. Petersburg at the airport, said goodbye, and I guess we're now on this show together. Awesome.
Yeah, so, Dad, tell me, John, let me hear your background.
I grew up in Iowa, and, you know, I had the good fortune of hearing one of the great bass baritones, Simon Estes, who was a native Iowan and made a great opera career singing Wagner and Verdi, among other things, in Europe. He didn't sing as much here. He certainly sang here, but I heard him when I was a 13-year-old, and that kind of took my, you know, I'd been singing my whole life kind of up to that point, but then I started really taking kind of the classical voice seriously, and, you know, it's probably much like anyone, you know, I was fortunate to get a lot of opportunities to sing, went to college and did it, went to the Minnesota Opera for 1 year in a resident artist program, and then went to the Metropolitan Opera after I was in the finals of the 2006 Met competition. And I guess at this point now, you know, it's 15 years on from, not 15 from that, 15 from college and 10 from my start at the Met, you know, that career just flies. And it's just very fortunate to be connected, certainly, with the Met and any of the great companies in the United States. So, you know, I've been very fortunate.
What particular roles did you have? Have you had there at the Met?
The Met. Well, I've done many a small role. Ginger and I are kind of right at nipping at each other's heels for performances sung at the Met. I think we're both right around 70 or so performances. I was telling her that, to her surprise. I like to go to the Met Archive website and check out that. But you know, I've done Morales and Carmen. I've sung the court jester in Francesca da Rimini, Curio in Giulio Cesare. I've sung a couple Papagenos in the English version of the Magic Flute. I'm drawing a blank on the other one.
A long list.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. The small roles are so important. You know, the small roles are so important, but they don't trip off the tongue like the Giovanni or, you know, or the Count.
Yeah.
So you have to really sit there and go, wait, what were those?
let me hear, like, each of you, like, any favorite roles you've had, starting with John?
My favorite role that I've sung up till now, I would have to say, is Count Almaviva in Le Nozze di Figaro, for sure. It's just, for me, it's the combination, obviously, of Mozart, but also of Lorenzo da Ponte and the Beaumarchais plays. I just think they're, you know, it's the pinnacle of the art form, and it really is, you know, for a young baritone, it's really the cream of the crop for roles. So I love, you know, any Mozart, but that I've sung several. I mean, I've got about 30 performances under my belt of Count thus far, and I'm not tired of it at all. So that would be my favorite.
And how about you, Ginger?
Well, I have done the role of Carmen about 6 times, and the more I do it, the more I love it. She gets to dance around stage. Every single man gets to fall over her and smoke cigarettes, spit on anyone she wants. She gets in a girl fight in the act 1, which is quite fun, and pretend to pull someone's hair out. And I don't know. That role is just, you can get away with anything. So I love Carmen.
And let me ask you, John, in terms of, like, now you're going to be, like, at an open concert versus, you know, on the stage in front of the dark, blank audience, if you want to call it. How do you like that?
You know, I do. I guess, you know, it's for me, the Met, obviously, is when you're on stage at the Met, and any theater doing a major production, It is just that. It's just a huge production, and you're a part in that. These smaller concerts, when it's just you on this kind of makeshift stage with a piano, really the most important part of the whole thing is the audience that's right there in front of you, and you can see them. And I love that it's casual and it's non-formal in terms of the presentation. So, like, we'll show up and, you know, put on the clothes, and certainly the music that we present, we don't do anything less than we would on stage. But there's and Ginger and I'm sure feel the same way. Like, we love the interaction with the crowd. And, you know, on stage, you're not supposed to break that invisible fourth wall. But really, mm-hmm. when you're doing these concerts, I've done a couple Parks concerts up till now, and it just reminds me of why I love singing, because you can really see the interaction or the reaction of the crowd, and that allows you to interact with them. And I'm kind of one of those singers. I don't sing over the top of people's heads. When I can make eye contact, when I can, you know, put some of that artistry to work, really pinpointing different people throughout the audience, that's what makes it the most special for me. And really, that's why I love, that's why I said yes so quickly to the gig, because it gives you a chance to really meet your audience while you're singing, and certainly afterwards. A lot of different types of people come, and you get a lot more kind of surprise and awe in a way than you would at a proper opera, because a lot of people that come to proper opera or come to the Met or whatever, they know what they're getting into. And some people in the park are, you know, just passing by, and suddenly they hear, you know, Mozart, and, you know, it's pretty cool.
I bet. Is it, by the way, is it on purpose that to be paired musically, to have a mezzo-soprano and a baritone for a duet?
Well, it's definitely, I don't know if it's on purpose. We also have a soprano, so there are three of us, and that makes it quite nice, because there aren't actually too many mezzo and baritone duets. You think there would be, but the tenor's always the one falling in love with all the women on stage, and so he's got most of the duets with the women, so...
It's probably a matter of, you know, availability as well. You know, the Met has quite a roster of singers they can choose from, but, you know, the summer is a really busy time, and people are either, you know, everywhere trying to, you know, sing, or maybe they're taking time off. So I know it just so happened that to be available and to be asked all synced up at the same time. And certainly I love singing with Ginger. Ginger and I really, really get along on stage very well and off stage, but you know, we both have a similar kind of stage presence, I think. And so, and Kiri, I know well now. I've sung with her in a couple different shows, and she's such a fabulous singer, and engaging and fun and lively on and off stage. So it just makes it a nice combination. And the Met is incredibly good at putting together the right combination.
Yep.
Well, I'm looking forward to doing this, although I don't know in terms of the space there. I don't know if I can schlep my own chair, though.
Get there early and grab a bench.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to share with us?
Ginger?
Well, just don't be afraid to come. It's not going to cost anything. You can leave after a song. You can leave after two songs. You can be jogging around and then come hear us at the end. Just, you know, no pressure. Just come as you are. Bring a picnic. Bring your dog. As I said, last year the most fun thing that happened to me is I came off the stage to sing my Carmen, and this dog just came and jumped on me, and he was dancing along. So it's really casual. It's fun.
Funny.
It's just music. So, yeah, just come. It's great.
Okay. Well, I'm hopefully looking forward to being there. Not all kinds of music, but most kinds of music.
You get the best of the classical and the musical theater stuff, so it'll be fun. Definitely worth
it. Just curious, like, from what shows are you doing musical theater?
Oklahoma is one of the pieces. What is Glittering Be Gay from? I can't remember.
Glittering Be Gay is from Candide. Carrie will be singing that. It's hilarious. I will be singing a little bit from My Fair Lady, I Could Have Danced All Night. And so if you know how to waltz, or actually I might call upon John to waltz with me a little bit in that song.
Come
we'll
on,
see.
You know that didn't work very well. Andrew Robinson at the Met would be terribly disappointed in me, but I don't retain my waltzing if I don't practice. So maybe we should practice. That'd be good.
We were just in Russia, and we were actually with my sisters. So there are three of us, and we did a concert series there. And he was called to waltz with my sister Marina, and I guess had a hard time of it.
I like the slow, like the eighth grade slow dance version we did.
So yeah, brush up on your waltzing, John. You're gonna need it.
I will.
Well, again, looking forward, and we'll put it out there. I'm gonna have it in the newspapers, and hopefully the place will be packed.
Looking forward to it.
or at least enough people to see the show and not packed so that you can't even sit anywhere.
Right.
Well, I guess it kind of depends a bit on the weather, too, huh?
Indeed.
Yes, let's pray that it doesn't rain, because that's the mic systems. We're going to have to cover that up, cover up the piano, and it's not going to rain. It's all going to be handy. So just
And I guess they're not going to do a rain date, are they, huh?
I highly doubt it.
I don't believe so.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, both of you, for being on the show. And as I said, we'll get the info out there.
Sounds good.
All right.
All the very
great.
Best.
Okay. Bye, John, and bye, Ginger.
Bye.
Yes. And so the date of this is this is local, but they're going to be doing this on June 24th at 7 p.m. But if anybody's in New York City, the concerts, these free outdoor concerts, are going to go from June 15th through June 30th. So I would say see you at the Met, but it's just the stars. We'll see the stars at the Met. Before I end the show, of course, I have to, it's very nice.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Yeah, and you can get these delicious brownies at www.brownies.com, and I will soon be talking about milk. That's right. Why? Because it's difficult to get milk that's not homogenized. It's pasteurized, but not homogenized. And we'll talk about the company in upstate New York, Ronniebrook Farms, and why homogenized milk is a non-homogenized milk is even better for you. So until then, have a great day, evening, afternoon, whatever.